Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And look, I'm not going to say that I'm panicking or that I'm even at the point of being like worried, but I am at a point of being concerned. And it's not because I don't think this is still a good team, and not because I think they're in any jeopardy of having like a 6-10 kind of collapse season, but I am concerned about their level of readiness to start the regular season.
All right, that was just that was Ray Dinger today on with John and Joe. And right there, just save that for me, Ben, and just play that over and over again when I want to explain how I feel about the Eagles to start the season. I'm not panicking. I don't think that it necessarily means that it's a lost season at all. This is still a good team, but I'm concerned about a slow start. And I would think that anybody that watched and is paying attention to what's going on should be concerned for a lot of different reasons, Ike.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you don't expect a slow start.
Well, the fans don't know. You think the fans expect a slow start?
I don't know if they do or not, but I'm just saying I don't know how you wouldn't expect somewhat of a slow start. I'm not saying 1-3, but would it surprise me if they're 2-2? That Tennessee game is going to be harder than people think it is.
That's
a playoff team from last year that has high expectations, and when you come to town, you're the game of the week. You're the defending Super Bowl champions. You know the Atlanta game is going to be a tough one, but I think the sure wins for me are the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Indianapolis Colts coming here.
And Andrew Luck did not look good. He looked like he didn't play football in a couple of years, which he hasn't.
Yeah, exactly. So how good can he be by week three? I mean, he hasn't played football in 2 years, so I think that's a win going up against Ryan Fitzpatrick. I would book as a win, but Atlanta and Tennessee are tough games that I can easily see the Eagles losing. I could see them losing those games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if they lost to Atlanta or if they lost to Tennessee. I don't think I picked them to lose to Atlanta. I think I may have picked them to lose
if
to Tennessee.
If you said 12-4, I would assume you started 3-1
I think
for the
that's
first
what
four
I,
games.
I think so, yeah. I think so. I'm not sure.
The difference between 3-1 and 2-2 isn't really that much. It's just the one game, couple bounces go a different way, and you lose.
Right.
Let's go to Bob in Cheltenham. Bob, what's up, brother?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Bob.
I just wanted to say to Ike real fast, Ike, you took too much time off during the summer. We miss you.
I did?
I feel like
I've been here all summer.
No, you weren't. I was listening.
Okay.
So, guys, just please. Bear with me for 1 minute.
Okay.
When I heard Doug's comments, the comments that were attributed to him in the book, it sounded to me like Doug was exactly where I was, right? He's saying to Coach Marone, you know, don't leave anything on the table with the Patriots. I mean, we saw Doug Peterson squeeze every drop out of that orange when he saw Bill Belichick, and that's what he was hoping these other guys would do. They left meat on the bone, and the Patriots do what they always do, right? And they went to the Super Bowl, and the Jaguars went home.
Yep.
So, to me, Doug is just airing out. He wants the guys to do what he thinks you should do to beat that team.
Yeah, no, listen, I don't really have an issue with what Doug said in his book. He has a right to it's his book. He can speak it. All I'm just saying is when you're in a coaching fraternity, that to me, Doug Marone handled it perfectly, but this could have went a totally different way, Bob. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though Doug, even though you agree, you are a fan, you're not a coach. So
yes,
there's such thing as a coaching fraternity, and no coach likes to have his coaching decision second guessed by another coach publicly. Like, that doesn't feel good. It's one thing if it's somebody in the media doing it or a fan questioning the coach. They get that. That's part of the deal. But that's a tough job to have. It's only 32 of those jobs. And so you want to support each other because guess what? If another coach is commenting on what you do, that's not going to feel good. especially if it doesn't work in that situation.
It's just not
so
done.
I don't think Doug did it with any type of malice intent. I don't. I really don't, because Doug is not that type of person. I'm just saying, when you put it in print, it makes it easy for people like Jason Whitlock or Colin Cowherd to jump on it. And while it won't mean anything here, but they're speaking to a national audience. And
well, that's a perfect segue.
Yeah.
Right? And thank you very much for it, because I can go with Jason Whitlock, Colin Cowherd, Skip Bayless, all of these, what I will term clowns. Mm-hmm. Okay. These are the guys, as well as many others, who disrespected the Eagles and Eagles fans in perpetuity. Okay. It's always been that way. Mm-hmm. When we had the best team on the field last year, they were disrespecting the best team. All they've done all offseason is disrespect the Eagles and their fan base. Nobody travels like the Eagles. Nobody supports like the Eagles fans. We just do.
No,
so
you're
from
right.
From that perspective, I say to these guys the same thing we've been saying to them all along. We understand that you don't like us. And no, we don't care.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Bob.
Listen, I think the way Doug Marrone handled this, this becomes a non-story.
He handled it well.
You know, this becomes a non-story. But those guys were reacting to what Doug Marrone answered yesterday.
Right.
So they were reacting to it today, which it makes it a story today for people.
Like people said, that I got a couple emails and a ton of tweets with the booing subject yesterday, to where it's like, why are you even bringing the booing up? Why you would boo it? Why would it be okay? And my response was simple. Glenn Macdowell wrote something in the Metro, and then they talked about it on the morning show, and I thought it was an interesting subject. Mm-hmm. I'm not bringing it up because I want fans to do any booing. I'm just simply looking at what could happen with our fan base. We're talking about the game, and we're talking about the team or whatever else, but you know the fans are its own separate entity and its own separate subject.
Of course.
And I thought it was a very interesting article written by Glenn. So it's not that we're going into this wanting to talk about this, but when Doug puts something out there in a book, you know that people are going to take it and make something out of it. That's what they're paid to do, Ike.
Yeah, and what we are paid to do is talk about things that are relevant to this city. And when a national outlet is speaking on our team and our head coach,
yes,
we're going to talk about it. Like, what do you think? This is what we do.
This is what we do.
This is what we do. What do you want us to do? Break down the fourth running back that's playing Thursday, tomorrow night?
Josh Adams.
Yeah, you break that down?
Well, no, is he the first running back that's playing on Thursday, actually?
I mean, when the team loses and we react to it, nobody wants to hear it because it's not important. It's the preseason.
Right.
Like, come on, folks. Work with us here.
All right,
sports talk radio. That's what we do.
We have L.A. coming up at 3 o'clock. Joe in South Jersey believes the Phillies are still very much in it. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how we doing?
How are you, Joe?
Good, Joe.
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. But, guys, it sounds like everybody's giving up on this team. I got to say, have some faith. I still think they got this.
They got what?
Yeah.
They got the division. I still think they're winning the division.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
I don't trust Atlanta. They can get a little streaky, too, from what I've been seeing. And this race, this NL, the entire National League, they're all within so many games of each other. I think it's amazing. I think it's the best race I've seen in the NL in years. Everyone's neck and neck. You really don't know who's going to make it and who's not, because there's still so many teams, you know.
And that's why, and to that point, Joe, is why I don't feel comfortable. There are too many other teams that I can look at and say they are better than the Phillies.
I can agree. I can attest to that. But it's just some things I see about this ball club. First of all, let's talk about the rotation. I think you could hand the ball to Nola Arrieta or even, not Vince Velasquez, Zach Eflin in the playoffs and, you know, go into those games comfortably.
Yes.
Knowing you could get a quality start.
Yep.
I think that
how
right
could,
there is the
how
first
How could you say that about Zach Eflin?
How can I say that about Zach Eflin? I think he's been consistent enough during the season.
How many postseason starts does he have?
Zero, but the same could be said about Aaron Nola, so...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, just from like a fan standpoint, I could see those two pitching very well in the playoffs. We already know Arrieta has a very good rate of success in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think that makes me feel a little bit more comfortably. I'm sure Arrieta, if we do win the division, he'd be our game one starter, followed by Nola and Zach Eflin. And the bats, the three is always from what I've seen, especially with like the 07-08 teams. Granted, I know these aren't those guys, but they're
Joe.
Always the ones who play for. They always play for September.
Joe, I love you, buddy, and I'm glad that you're standing
strong.
You
got the rally towel out. You got the rally towel out.
Joe, I'm standing next to you. I'm not as strong as you, man, but I'm standing next to you. I'm telling you, yes, I still believe in this team. I'm just not standing as strong, man. That loss last night.
I don't know if you really believe in the team.
The loss last night hurt me, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That hurt.
Now, I give you credit now. I think you're hanging in there because you basically have sold your soul.
The way I put it before the show when we were doing our show prep, John, you know that it's still alive, but you're going coffin shopping.
Yes.
You
no,
know
I'm
the time's
not. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
no,
you
I'm
are.
No,
yeah, you are.
No, no. No, no.
That's a good one, Ben.
I need a good performance.
Yeah,
today.
Scherzer.
Yeah, that's the. Well, I think it's Strasburg tonight.
Oh, okay.
Right, or is it Scherzer? I don't even want to talk about the Phillies today. And then it's like, well, we have LA, and I'm like,
how can you not
man.
Want to talk about the Phillies?
Because
you don't want to talk about them when they're doing bad. You'll talk about them if they're on a 3-game win streak, though.
I'm like a Flyer fan.
No, don't run and hide.
It's Strasburg tonight. Yeah, Eflin Strasburg.
Don't run and hide. We done badgered people about Gabe Kapler all year long. I'm here with you.
888-729-9494. I'm not hiding.
I got one foot out the boat, though. I guarantee you that much. I got my life preserver on.
888-729-9494. No, you're in the water with your life preserver on. You're in that dinghy.
Yeah. I'm holding on to the rope, though, that's still tied to the boat.
No, you're still holding on.
Yeah, I'm still holding on to the rope. I'm there.
I don't have my life jacket on yet. Thinking about it. 888-729-9494. Larry Anderson, we'll see where he is with the Phillies.
Yeah.
That was a tough loss last night, man. Ugly loss.
It was. At least an hour and 40-minute rain delay, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, LA's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.